She Evolved, a podcast dedicated to empowering women through storytelling. I am your host, Sashay. Take this journey with me as I show you how to turn adversity into power and discover the beauty within. Hi, everyone. I know it's been way too long, and I just want to apologize. I've been a little bit preoccupied with some new changes that have been taking place in my life, and I just wanted to kind of update you all on the state of things and the direction that She Evolved is going to be taking and everything like that. So I recently started a new job as a newscast director / master control operator at a local news station called KWWL. So in my role, I will be directing a newscast, so coding the newscast and then actually making sure the newscast goes to air. And as a master control operator, I'm going to be checking all of the episodes that we have come in from Pitch Blue and Pathfire, making sure that those episodes have closed captioning and that they have audio and visual and things like that. I'm really excited to be in this role. I think that it's going to be a really great start for my career, and I love the media industry, and since I've started, I've been learning a lot, so that's just been really awesome, and I just feel really grateful to even have landed a job during this time, because I think we all kind of know things are pretty, they're a little bit chaotic right now, and so I'm just feeling very grateful, very blessed to have gained some sense of stability in all of this. In other news, I will be moving soon. Not a big move or anything like that. I am currently staying in Waterloo, but I'm going to be moving back to Cedar Falls, which I've called home for the past 5 years. I'll be moving on August 1st, so that's really exciting. I'll have two other roommates, so I'm really excited to get to know them. They're just kind of random roommates, so it's a little bit of a risk, but they seem like really nice women, so I'm excited to get to know them and become closer to them as well. In other news, my birthday is August 4th. Shout out to the Leos out there. It's our season. It is Leo season. So I'm going to be celebrating my birthday this upcoming weekend with, some of my best friends and my boyfriend, and I'm really excited. I've been missing a lot of people. My friend, my best friend Divinity and I actually have the same birthday. Just super weird. She wants to be me. Just say you want to be me, Vinny. yeah, we have the same birthday, so we've been celebrating together for the past 3 years, I want to say. So this year is no different. So we're going to get turned. We're going to get lit. I'm going to be 24. She's going to be turning 23. So that's really exciting. We're going to be going kayaking. And we're going to go out to dinner at a nice restaurant, too. So that should be a lot of fun. One of the reasons I've kind of been slightly absent from the podcast and the Instagram is obviously one being because I just started a new full-time job and I'm adjusting to it. And also being that, to be quite honest, I really have not been feeling very grounded lately. When I did my last podcast episode, I felt like I was just sincerely in a place of a lot of self-love, and I was able to recognize a lot of the self-growth that was taking place in my life, and I just felt like I was finally starting to fall in love with myself. But I've gotten to a point where I feel slightly stagnant, and I'm able to recognize that I'm holding on to habits that can't coexist
with the woman that I'm wanting to become. And so it's been kind of, what's a word I would use to describe it? I've been feeling pressure because, like I said, I'm holding on to these things that I know are not benefiting me, but I simply hold on to them because they're what I know or what I'm familiar with, but they're not helping me progress in any way. So I've been really having a hard time wrestling with that, and a lot of the inner frustration that I'm having right now, and being that I'm still getting to know myself. I'm still developing as a person. Obviously, I'm still evolving as a person, but I think there's a sense of disappointment that I haven't necessarily come to terms with or been reflecting on. And I think that disappointment comes in that I see this woman, I see this vision of who I'm meant to be and the things that I can do in my life, but I'm not there yet, which should be okay, right? But it just leaves me feeling like, why aren't I doing enough? I could be doing more. Why aren't I pushing myself harder? Why do I still have this habit of people pleasing, which I'm just starting to realize that I have. Not really sure necessarily where it comes from, but trying to figure out how do I balance my own needs in giving to those that I love. Because obviously giving to those that I love does make me happy. But when I'm agreeing to things and doing things that I don't want to do just for the sake of keeping the peace or just for the sake of sparing someone else's feelings, then it's kind of problematic because what I feel and what I know I need is taking a back seat to that of others. And it feels a little bit strange to me to try to empower other women from this place that I'm in right now. But I can honestly say I definitely am in a place where I'm a lot more self-aware than I have ever been in my life. Like, I can make a mistake or do something that is a bad habit and recognize, okay, I know that this is a problem. I might do it anyway, but I know that this is a problem. Whereas before, I was just kind of like mindlessly doing things, not really understanding why. But now I understand that these are habits that have to be released. So I just want to really prioritize taking care of myself and understanding why I do these things and why I have these habits. And just making sure that I'm pouring into my own cup, because recently I've been feeling like there's a little bit of void filling happening. Like I'm not feeling like I'm doing enough, right? Or I'm not feeling like I'm enough. And so I'm going to other people or these external things to fill this void that only I can fill, you know? And I can't come from a place of love when I'm doing that. So I'm just really trying to understand myself, understand my needs, my habits, the ones that benefit me, the ones that don't, and how to release the ones that don't. I think that it's something a lot of us kind of have to tackle at some point. And being that I'm grown as hell now, I'm turning 24, which is really weird. Because looking back, I feel like as a 14-year-old or something, I just thought 24 was so grown. Like, when I get to college, I'm going to be an adult. When I graduate college, I'm going to be an adult. And I am an adult, but I still feel like a child in a lot of ways. So I guess it's just me trying to release some of those childish, egotistical tendencies that I have. I'm also really proud of myself for a variety of different reasons. I have overcome a lot in this life, and I have had so many opportunities, which I can't wait to share with all of you. Looking back at some of the things that I did in college, and even at some of the things that I have planned, like I plan to do in the future, I'm really excited. I want to continue to do this podcast because I really want to be a TV personality one day, and I think this is going to really help me do that. My dreams mean absolutely everything to me, and so this is what I'm going to do. So as for the direction of She Evolved, I want to continue to put out really great content that is very engaging for you all. But I want you to please follow me on Instagram and DM me some ideas that you all have, because what I'm trying to do here is create a community of strong women who look to each other for power, for healing, for growth, for all of those things, and for sisterhood, because I think that in that we will be able to get through so much and really just turn our adversity into strength. And I want to get back to the storytelling aspect, so I am going to be looking for guests to come on She Evolved and share the stories. Share stories of women turning not so good situations into power, turning adversity into power. So if you are interested at all in doing that, please, please reach out to me. Feel free to DM me on Instagram. And I would really appreciate if you have the opportunity to leave a review if you do that, if you really enjoy my content. It just helps me gain exposure and things like that. So I would really appreciate that from you. Thank you so much for listening. I am going to try my hardest to be a little bit more consistent, but when my mental health isn't the best, it's kind of hard to be consistent in certain areas of my life. So again, I apologize for not being open with you all, or not being as open with you all about what's going on. I did share a post on Instagram, but here I am giving a life update so that you all know what's going on in the realm of Sashay Carol. Okay, and don't forget to DM me and say happy birthday, because Leo season, poo, period. I hope you're laughing. I'm trying to be funny. I can be funny sometimes when I want to be, but it's just kind of on a whim, you know, like it happens every once in a while. It won't happen that often or whatever. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time.